This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. Sort of. I have another dinner at my mother-in-law's house, my wife's mom. And so I'm actually driving over there, which means this is going to be a little short, which is okay today because I've been fighting some sinus drainage for the last, it's been about a week now. I don't know if I'm starting to get some allergies again, and I'm going to have to go through my allergy cleanse thing that I did several years ago and knock those out, or if I've just caught a little cold that's going around and it hasn't just really settled in yet. But my voice is just a little rough because of that. But we'll be fine because I won't be talking very long today because this trip is only about 10-15 minutes. Just slogging along, editing my voice. Oh, this is the time that separates the writers from the wannabes, when you just have to go slogging through. But thankfully, I got a lot of good input from a trip. There was a guy that was just walking by on the street with a coffee cup in his hand, and the way he turned his head and he looked reminded me of Matt Smith from Doctor Who. He had that same motion. He would make a good Matt Smith lookalike. Just slogging through. Got a lot of good input, though. I mean, a lot of people really spent a lot of time marking down mistakes and putting together files for me, and so I just really, really appreciate that time. So a lot of stuff getting corrected, tenses and all that kind of stuff in the book that I was just flying through this book because it went long, and it's good, it's really good, and everybody finds something. It's just amazing. So that's good. I don't know that there's any. My wife and I ran down to Branson this last week, quick trip, because Van Heusen was having a sale, 70% off, so you know, that worked out pretty well. Went down there and got like 5 shirts and 3 pairs of pants for $79. Van Heusen, so hey, you know, hey. I needed to restock anyway, so that worked out good. Had some really nice times with friends this week. Had a breakfast on Monday. Had a breakfast this morning. Had a dinner on Tuesday. Talked about this, that, and the other. And It was good. Quickly, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago now, I think I've had this marked for a while, and I've thought, I'll just use that when I need something short and sweet. It was on TechCrunch, if I remember right. This couple of months ago. This was January 1st. And as soon as I read the title of this article, I thought, yeah, this is going to be down my line. And I'm going to like it because I agree with it because he agrees with me. And it was a really, really short article. It had lots of pictures in it for visualizations of what he's talking about. And so the name of the article was called... This is why I pause before I speak. I thought, good plan. This is why I pause before I speak. And it is by Nathan W. Pyle, BuzzFeed. It's BuzzFeed. It's not TechCrunch. Sorry. So anyways, just very simply, he said that he has started to pause before he responds. He said this is actually new for him. And he said, in fact, he's beginning to think that this pause might be the most important part of the conversation. He said, because while he's in that pause, he likes to imagine the following. He said he likes to imagine that his view of the world is obscured by a tinted box. And he really can't see clearly because of this box. The box is his own self-interest. In my terminology, we would say that is your flesh. That is your own selfish viewpoints. So I've got this box around me. And he said, additionally, all of my experiences are like filters that fall into place and further obscure my vision. So all I can see is through this very unique set of filters with this box. And then he says, the same is true for everyone, which is absolutely true. He said, therefore, in any conversation, I'm dealing with someone who sees the world quite differently merely by virtue of the fact that she or he has had different experiences. So he said, before I speak, I take a second to consider how these filters are affecting my opinion. And before I interpret what the other person says, I consider how her experiences might be vastly different from mine. And I would add, if you know the other person, you can try to understand what they are saying in light of what you know about their experiences. So he used just kind of a trite little example. He said, let's say I'm talking about Ohio. He said, it's my home state. He said, I know I can't think objectively about it. You tend to get defensive when people badmouth it. So he said, so I mentioned Ohio. You know, someone says, oh, Ohio's boring. I get mad. Oh, you shut up. He said, but if I think about it, he said, then maybe I'll slow down and say something like, ah, so you've been to my home state? And then if they say, well, yeah, we drove through there on the interstates and it was just so boring. Well, see, then what he can do and say, yeah, well, the interstates are boring, but there are a whole lot of places, you know, that aren't boring. Places that I've been to, and I can start describing those things. And maybe change the other person's mind. He said, while it's not a perfect fix, he said, I have found this little exercise has vastly improved many of the conversations I have. And I would say, I absolutely believe that. Because anytime you can slow things down and pause, you only get like a tenth of a second. You get a tenth of the second. And once that tenth of a second has passed, it's gone. You can't take back what you said. You know, you can apologize all you want, and it's not going to make any difference because it made it out there. But if you just pause and try to do exactly what he's saying there, just pause and think about what you're going to say. Think about why you're going to say it. See if, in fact, there's a better way to say it. A kinder way, a more gentle way to say it. I just ran up on the curb. And maybe if we would do that, we could settle atmosphere. Because flesh breeds flesh. We call this pinging. That if someone says something unkind and someone else just reacts to it, we call that pinging. And it just accelerates when it doesn't have to accelerate if you just slow everything down and then ask a question that gets really to the heart of the misunderstanding as opposed to just reacting and insulting. And I am at my mother-in-law's, and it is time for me to go in. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it to where I am today. Have a great weekend. Bye.